Friend Ian Schur is joining us from CNET. Everything you never want to know about the internet or a computer or something, CNET can tell you. That's the most important place in America to go find out things. Mm-hmm. Because, the digital world is ruining our lives. Well, let's just be honest.
And changing everything, for sure.
Right. If you want to find things out, that's why I think the AM radio. Just trust the AM radio. Forget about the internet. All right. Let's talk about it. I love this story that now, Ian, all my relatives who have stolen my passwords for my over-the-top providers, whether it's Netflix or Hulu. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about it this week. I got all of those things. I don't even know why I have them. And I would love to know how much I'm paying in total. I know what I'm just paying for my cable and my satellite alone, and it's driving me nuts. But coming up on the first of the year, right, they have a new system that's not going to allow people to share these passwords anymore. Are they?
Essentially, no. A lot of people have been sharing passwords. There's estimates out there that 10% of Netflix users don't pay. That comes out to about 13 million people, maybe nearly 14 million.
That's really low.
Well, that's $135 million that Netflix doesn't get each month. So on average. So that's a pretty big deal. And look, HBO deals with this as well. Hulu deals with this. Every streaming service so far has dealt with this. So now Netflix, they're going to crack down on it. We don't know exactly how, but, one way you could imagine is that they can tell where you're connecting from, whether you're from other parts of the country and, someone from California is on at the same time as someone from New York on the same account. So we'll see what they end up doing. In the past, they've limited the number of streams you could have at a given time. That's been a way to cut things down. It's interesting, but it underscores how really all of these companies are realizing they have to push us all to pay them, right? We all want their stuff. We just have to pay them now.
Well, there's all these new streaming services coming into the market, and Netflix has got to be feeling the pressure from that, and maybe they've reached some sort of saturation point with the number of people who have Netflix. I guess it's a good way for them to sort of pick up some extra revenue. But they say they're going to do it.
It could be.
Or what do you think? What do you think's behind it? They just sort of reached a boiling point?
Yeah, I think that there's definitely, there's frustration generally among a lot of these companies. As someone who has worked for subscription service companies before and, CBS, who pays my paychecks, they also have a streaming service. One thing I've run across all the time is that all of these companies tend to feel very frustrated that they feel like they're being cheated by their customers, right? And they don't ever want to feel that way. And I think that part of it is trying to come up with, okay, how can we convince them the best way to use our stuff? So, for example, Apple found that, one of the ways it made the music industry work and come into the digital age was that they stopped us all from having to buy CDs, right? We were able to buy songs individually, 99 cents a song, through iTunes. And then the streaming services really got popular. It became, 10 bucks a month, you get all the music you want. So I think part of this is just convincing us all that there's value and convincing us that, hey, it's worth it to pay for this. Because I think most of us would pay for it if we really felt like there was value. And a lot of people think, oh, I'll just share it among my family. It's no big deal. And I think Netflix has to make it clear to everybody that, no, that is a big deal. We feel like you're stealing from us.
Right. Well, we know when the corporation goes, you're stealing from me. People don't really ever feel sorry for them. But
no, it's tough.
Yeah, it really is tough. And, you stop it. Because I know this to be the case. I would get emails from my iTunes account when there were nefarious people.
Mm-hmm.
And I shall refer to my relatives as nefarious people.
Are they unnamed or named?
I shall not name them at the moment.
Oh.
But these nefarious people were charging stuff to me on my account, right? And all of a sudden, they're renting a movie here. They're renting, something is going there. And because, that's the beauty of this, is that you can put an alert in your system that tells you when something is happening, right? So that's what they really need to do. Now, I guess, I get that Netflix and all of these guys, because think of what Netflix does. You don't have commercials, which I think is a sin not to have commercials, right? Because we're in broadcasting. But
I was going to say, it pays all of our bills.
Right, exactly. It's totally true. But the Netflix experience is you get first run stuff. I mean, they make these, they pay for these incredible series and movies and other things that they get on, they put on first. That's how, you know, so the $135 million a month, they're like, what do they need that for? Well, because when they're building a show like The Queen, or they're or like, right, isn't Netflix, that's the one who was doing The Irishman with Martin Scorsese, right? They paid the whole bill on that movie.
Netflix spent $12 billion in content last year.
Right.
They expect it to grow to $15 billion this year.
And they have, and so they're losing $1.6 billion, they say, this is their number, $1.6 billion a year to this fraud. So that's, now, so what, all right, so
it's
now,
tough.
Well, let's talk about
it's
this stuff. So if after the first of the year, let's talk about the effective use of this, because I know sometimes they say they're going to do this, and then you're like, I still am using grandma's Netflix password.
Still works.
Yeah, because, well, I'm using grandma's credit card. She doesn't really watch Netflix, but you know how this thing goes.
But I wonder if this is going to force the grandmas to then contact the millennials in the family and say, hey, I'm cutting you off because I don't want to get in trouble with Netflix.
Hey, don't beat up on millennials too much. There are plenty of people doing it the other way.
Right. There's a lot of grandparents, right.
From
that's
the millennials.
Yeah, no, so that's totally true.
Don't do that.
Totally true.
Well, how can you call grandma and tell her you're cutting her off? You can't do that.
No, you got it.
You can't do that.
Grandma, I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to watch The Crown anymore. It's over.
That must be another way they figure it out, because they have two distinctly different viewing patterns. You got, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of obvious sometimes.
Well, you might have multiple people in your household, because I always say I've got 30 people living in my household.
Right.
So that's how I work that. Just in case there's a problem. All right, so what's going to happen here? So how are they going to know? What is the system? I know smart TVs are going to be the first ones affected here.
Well, this is different. So smart TVs are actually so there are two things happening on Netflix this week. One is trying to cut down on the number of people effectively will not use the word stealing, but whatever you want to call it from Netflix.
Mm-hmm, borrowing.
And then the other thing, borrowing. And then the other thing is that Netflix has, you know, they were one of the first app providers to have an app put into smart TVs. And you go back like 10 years and the smart TVs that were sold back then had Netflix on them. Some of them were sold with a Netflix button built into the remote. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Those buttons cost a lot of money, by the way. Netflix had to pay a lot of money for those buttons to be put on there. I'm not kidding. So what ended up happening is that, of course, these TVs get old in the tooth. They no longer work as well. Maybe they're not getting their software updated. And now Netflix has put out a statement saying that a certain number of smart TVs, they haven't said who or what, which made everyone anxious, but a certain number of them are just going to stop working and that you won't be able to access Netflix that way anymore. It's frustrating because this underscores how, you know, when you, it used to be you bought a TV, it worked until it died. And now it's, you know, you bought a TV, but it only works as long as they're willing to support it.
Right.
And
yeah,
it reminds me of, like, there's a really funny thing that happened a few years ago. Samsung was really kind of like, everyone loved this idea. They built a refrigerator that had your calendar built into it. So it had a screen on the refrigerator. You looked at the refrigerator. There was a screen with your calendar. And you could just see, okay, little Jimmy's soccer practice is today. Well, a couple years ago, after that came out, Google changed all the code for how their calendars worked, and suddenly the refrigerator broke, and no one was able to fix it. So you had a refrigerator that you spent like $3,000 on.
Right, for little Jimmy and his soccer practice.
So it's frustrating when this stuff happens, and it's something the tech industry has to kind of get their heads wrapped around, because this can't keep happening.
You know,
but this is one of those instances.
Ian, maybe you can explain this to me, because that a weird thing happened. As people on this program know, we just spend a lot of time at my house there's a lot of alcohol in the house, and I think that's why they come over to my place. But I have a lot of TVs,
because we
too.
Like you.
I don't think so. And we have a lot of
and
TVs.
And a Netflix account.
And a Netflix account.
He does share.
And a Hulu. No, I don't. And I have all of them. I don't even know what I'm paying for anymore. There's so many of them. But I have all those things, and I'm afraid I have the most amazing amount of FOMO when it comes to televised events. So I have it all, and I now had a TV that started to act really weird. It was like a really kind of old school picture problem. And I'm like, how does this possibly happen? So I called the store that I bought it from, and I'm like, hey, I described the problem to the sales guy, and he was like, yeah, it sounds like you need a new TV. And I'm like, I just bought this TV.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you buy? And they were looking it up in the store, and they're like, you don't buy it from here. And then I realized, uh-oh, I bought it on Amazon. Again, oh, no, I'm sorry. So then I'm thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And the guy said, well, you know, there's one option here. You can ask it to re-download its software. And I'm like, I can do what? I never even thought about
this.
Right? So,
right.
And all I had to do was use my, you know, not the thing next to the Netflix button. It, you know, one of those things with a work wheel on it, you know, and it went and it said, you know, download, you know, upload or whatever it was, new software.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it did it all by itself. It knew how to get into my internet. It knew it, and I had no idea that it knew anything. It was smarter than I was. And the next thing you know, bang, totally fixed. It's so.
So here's the important question: is the Game of Thrones ending better now that you have the right software on your on your TV?
No, it is not.
Darn
no,
it.
I still couldn't see what was going on. I have no idea. Wait a second. Well, you know, we found out later from our dear friend Richard Roper, who handles all of our entertainment for us here, that you know there might have been a reason they were doing that. They make the scenes darker so they don't have to spend as much on the special effects because they'd spent too much money on their dragons. Right? And they couldn't even get the dog. They couldn't even get the dire wolf to show up. They had to literally send him away. Hey, nice to meet you, ghost. Get out. But think about that. Think about the money that HBO spends on that. And then how much they're losing, or they say that they're losing on password stealing and things like that, too. I mean, that's just people.
Yeah.
If you're going to get it, you're going to have to pay for it. This idea of digital stealing, it's going to be over, and they're going to come to your house. I mean, you know,
they'll have the digital police.
Right. This could be
the
like
TV police.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're like ICE, except they'll have TV on their thing instead of ICE.
Sure.
Well, you know, in England.
Could happen.
But wait a second. But in England, they've got that.
No, they don't.
Oh,
do they?
Yeah, for
oh,
sure. For years. For years now with cable and stuff like that.
I thought they all pay for the BBC as part of their television license fees and
but
stuff that they have
if you,
to do.
If you didn't. If you claimed you didn't have a TV, you didn't have to pay for the BBC.
Oh, you could opt out. I didn't know that.
They had trucks that would drive around the streets, and they would point an antenna at your house, and it would know if you had a TV, and you'd get fined if you weren't paying and you were using the TV. How about that?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Could be the future.
Yeah, that's communism right there, my friends. No wonder they want a Brexit. All right, Ian, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Of course. Take care.
Thanks, Ian.
Always great. Ian Scher from CNET. They explain everything, even if there's nothing to be explained, which, as it turns out, there really kind of isn't. Although, the password situation, if it's limiting me to, I guess it's per screens at a time, right?
It seems like they haven't been really clear about it. Netflix, in its press release, said they're going to do it in a consumer-friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
But what way that is, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, they already sort of limit you on how many streams, don't they? You can't. You get an alert if you have too many going on.
Well, and so if you got you, see, this is how it breaks out. Because there's boy shows, there's girl shows, there's mom shows, there's dad shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a bunch of people in the house. What are you going to do? And you got one account.
Yeah, but you can have like what, 5 profiles on each account?
Yeah, but
that
I think
they're
going to limit the number of. Yeah, but that's the thing. How about grandma stealing the account from somewhere else?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if they're not stealing, but they're not in the same house?
Right. That's the issue. That's what they want to know. Like grandma in North Dakota, you know, she wants to watch The Crown. I'm sorry, Grandma. You're going to have to go back to the antenna TV in North Dakota. Good luck on that! Lauren, since you're here, could you tell us what's happening on the roadway?